if for just one moment we could label it something other than the denomination's true title, the basic knowledge of the incapable denomination versus the capable denomination. If we could then foresee in time, space, and trust, yet the elements of nature really shouldn't cause us to trust. Many times I worked outside and I listened to the trees when I got inside, and I got sick again and I got lazy and tired and worn out. And many times it was just the ideas of hanging pictures in my room and paintings and things of that nature that gave me the sense that the weather was my friend in total, in totality, in completeness. The weather is your friend. So what aspect of nature do we seek to understand? Some say it's the cold. Some say it's the idea of rejection from the weather. Some say it's the wind behind your back. So what do you say is the main cause of you accepting the weather with the equality and justice which you are so well deserved of? That is the win. To the man's rear, and when it's through the man's rear, the ideas of today's lifestyle can become an insatiable thought. So what is it that we use to cure insatiable thought? Well, we tend to devise a plan to understand the mind and then have a spirit in which we speak our mind. But what is the case when we're talking about that? What is the route to coming to that? And the route to coming to the idea that the mind has full capability comes down to those basic necessities in today's world with today's technology, and that's a technology of books. The greater books that we have within our shelves and the things that we begin to surround ourselves with, the more ideas are constantly at the back of our head catching that wind. Now, do we catch the wind on its own? No. We should have a rejection in our mind that rejects the wind, and it should fall and roll off the shoulder into the right side of the atmosphere. Then there's those times where the wind touches and breathes into us when we accept it. Is a time for the idea of mental growth when it touches. When mental growth touches, we get into the idea of the idea of reading. And then with also the things that are in our public agendas that tend to get into our minds, we start to wonder, where is that idea coming from, and you say to yourself, well, if I'm following the wind, it must be the idea of sanctuary. Sanctuary. Constitution demands sanctuary. As it is called sanctuary, it is deemed to the point of knowledge. And when at the point of knowledge, the deem is something that we no longer need. And we begin to say to ourselves, I'll just do this in my own cognition. So what is it when we build cognition? The wind touches our brain and the right part of our rear skull. The nice wind, the breeze of the spirit is called the breeze of the spirit. And things begin to reshape. The darkness comes in. And when the darkness comes in, there are things that we should pray for. When the darkness comes in, we say to ourselves, quietly to ourselves, who is that knocking at my door? That is the basic understanding of the gift of prophecy. And if you think you can follow the gift of prophecy, well then you don't have the gift of prophecy, because the gift of prophecy follows you. It follows you where you go, where you're at, what you're doing. As prophecy speaking, no, prophecy is listening to God. You must listen. And when we listen, there is four levels of listen. There's listen in my mind, listen on my flesh, listen to my upper room, and listen to my windows. Now every man has known this since the beginning of time. It was the basics for teaching. In the beginning of time, the windows were the mountains. They showed us the world on their faces. And then art was created. Art was given the title of sanctuary. So in that point of view, we give the title to those who have served to the end to give to those who are young. Now, the end and the beginning is the storyline. Now, the storyline went a long ways for some people. But I'm telling you, I'm being the small man. I'm being the small man. When were you the small man? You can't be the big man until you're the small man. I'm there walking across that gap in the breezeway of the buildings. And I've been over. And I go by. Ain't nothing but my mama. Ain't nothing but my mama. And I tell you this, if you think you can be the small man and be your dad, you better hold on to that schizophrenia of yours and let it loose. Let it loose. Let that schizophrenia loose. You better get into that daddy of yours, that big old schizo running around. You need to start thinking of your dad before it gets to that Alzheimer's spot. and you need to say to yourself, this little schizophrenic man, and then you toy with him and everything. Man, it is the best time in the world to poke your dad in the thigh and the ribs and up into the rubbing of the hair at 13. You're not to say 13, he says, but half of us say it anyhow. So what's the big deal about all that? Why is the big man being the small man? Why is the small man being the big man? Uh-oh. What's we gonna do now? Invent the medium-sized man?